Curtis Houck joins us. He's the managing editor at Newsbusters and joins us now. Curtis, good afternoon to you.
Hey, good to be with you, Vince.
So this Chris Cuomo story, what do you make of it that he's being now accused of a specific, I think this is called sexual assault. I realize it's being described as sexual harassment, but if you actually physically grab a woman in a way that she doesn't want to be grabbed, kind of sounds like assault.
Yeah, that's a little bit different because sometimes with harassment, you think it involves words as well. But right. Often when there's physical interaction, unwanted physical interaction, for most people, that kind of crosses the line. And I think Tucker really nailed it at the beginning of this, or at one point in this the saga with his brother, where it is, it's always the people you most suspect.
Yes.
And I think this is yet another example of that with Chris Cuomo. And especially when he's empowered by his bosses at first ABC News and now at CNN to have the career that he's had, it's not surprising that this kind of thing has continued, and it squares with what he said in the leaked audio conversations with Michael Cohen and with what he was advising his brother to do, to come out and talk about this being cancel culture, and that Cuomo Fredo had such a visceral reaction to what's been going on with his brother because he knows and is well aware that he himself apparently now has skeletons in his own closet. And of course, the last thing is the key with this story versus others is there's an email. There's an actual like paper trail of this, which makes it more significant.
How is CNN responding to this? Is this the kind of thing that will end his career?
Well, as far as we know, based on his previous behavior, Jeff Zucker doesn't care. Jeff Zucker loves what's going on. Jeremy Barr, usually a liberal guy at the Washington Post, has a story that just came out. And people there are, again, frustrated and annoyed with this guy that he, you know, man, he's really messing up our narrative. We're not able to talk about Trump and all these other things because they're, you know, thinking about this. When people think of CNN, they now think of Chris Cuomo and the Q-tip incident and all the rest that comes with it.
Yes.
CNN right now has moved. There's a second hour of Anderson Cooper 360 tonight at 9 o'clock before they do some sort of documentary at 10 that they usually do on weekends. So it's unclear whether that was a last minute change or not, but nonetheless, it's interesting timing. And this is the
kind
of thing.
On the day that this comes out, this allegation against Chris Cuomo, his show will not be airing tonight?
Correct. Isn't that interesting, Vince?
Interesting.
I mean, obviously, that they would, you know, journalists and the media people talk, you know that yourself. I know that. That, yes, that this may have, who knows, Cuomo may have known this before and that they may have planned this. I don't know.
He sure did.
But the timing is certainly interesting, to say the least.
Yes. I mean, this seems, if I had to map this, game this out a little bit, I think what probably happened here is, yes, Cuomo knew that it was coming out. Chris Cuomo, by the way, his own quote appears in this woman's piece, the allegation here. The New York Times writes here, asked for comment, Mr. Cuomo said on Thursday night. So again, he knew this last night. As Shelley acknowledges, our interaction was not sexual in nature, says Cuomo. It happened 16 years ago in a public setting when she was a top executive at ABC. I apologized to her then, and I meant it, he says. So again, he knew by last night. So what's probably happening here tonight is that CNN has decided they're not going to have him go on the air because media reporters, to the extent they're going to pay attention to this story at all, are going to be watching the first few seconds of tonight's program with the expectation that he might address it. With him off the air tonight, this story has an entire weekend to disappear, and by Monday, they're back off to the races again, and Cuomo can put this behind him.
Exactly, and that's true. It's very easy that this conveniently came out on a Friday. It's an opinions essay. I guess it's going to go in the physical paper on Sunday. And they can just kind of memory hole this into the weekend, just kind of like Cuomo taking that long week after his brother resigned to go out on his boat or whatever.
It is amazing.
Birthday. It was his birthday.
It is amazing that we have here a scandal in which a woman makes an allegation and a high profile man who hosts this television show on CNN admits that he did do it. So all of that is, we know it to be true. And there will be no meaningful consequences of any kind other than what little reputational damage this does to Chris Cuomo, if at all. But meanwhile, we have a White House that is brazenly lying about the available evidence surrounding a fake whipping incident on the border. and they're destroying the reputations of a number of Border Patrol agents, wrecking their lives right now. And again, no evidence to even support it. This is yet again, Curtis, I think, a demonstration of the class disparity we have going on in the country. There's an elite who are always protected, no matter their sins, especially when they're true. And then there's the rest of us who get destroyed on the basis of false lies, narratives, and rumors.
We're just going down the list at this point, Vince. We have Border Patrol agents that, you know, as a lot of people, listeners may be familiar with, especially starting out, law enforcement officers don't make a ton of money. They're working insane hours.
Yes.
Texas, it's still really hot down there. We're going down the list. We got law enforcement. We had a high school student, you know, in the past. We had grandmas in Florida. We're just checking off the boxes of regular Americans who in Joe Biden's economy are struggling to get by, while our media elites and their friends in government can just destroy their lives with zero consequence. Mayorkas was just at the briefing today, you know, just while you've been on the air. I was totally enthralled by what was going on. He was saying, I will not impugn the integrity of this investigation, but these officers, you know, behaved in a way that, you know, he sounded like Maxine Waters talking about this evoked images of slavery.
Yes.
And showed that these horrible times in American history have not yet passed.
I mean, that's a hell of a statement.
Like Nicole Hannah Jones stuff.
Curtis, this is a hell of a statement for the guy who's the head of the agency to say, I'm not going to prejudice this investigation, but all I'll say is it's just like slavery. Like, what? We know what your outcome's going to be. I mean, this is a lie. And so these poor guys are going to have their lives destroyed. You know, again, I said it earlier, nobody wants to talk about this, but they've got families, I'm sure, you know, wives and children, and they're having their lives destroyed right now, and they have no means of fighting back. None. And the most powerful people in the country are using them as scapegoats to pretend like they have some sort of overly hawkish immigration policy, when in fact they're relocating almost every single illegal immigrant who comes into our country all across our country.
I that's the one thing I will say about Mayorkas. I have to hand it to him that he's able to say this stuff with a straight face. Talk about removal proceedings and talk about biometrics that we're able to keep in touch with these people as they move across the country. I can't imagine being somebody at the border like Bill Melugin or Julio Rosas, that we both know, seeing these people being bussed or put on planes when that's simply not true. Like, it's not like we're putting trackers in these people or like they have to wear ankle bracelets to figure out where they're going. It's just, it's such a falsehood what's
yes.
going on here. But of course, all the media want to talk about is the whips or the reins. The Al Jazeera reporter did a victory lap during the briefing today, talking about how it was our footage that, you know, blew this open.
It's all so stupid. And the other thing is, have you noticed, Curtis, that I know you've been watching this for years, but in politics, the lies used to be like just putting a little spin on the ball, you know, kind of like shading the truth a bit. You know, you claim you're going to generate this much tax revenue and the numbers are totally different or whatever. But like the point was, like, there was some semblance of truth kind of that you were relying on to advance your lie. These lies are some of the most brazen we've ever seen. They don't even care that there's visual evidence that demonstrates these are lies. They're just advancing them.
Right. It dovetails with everything we've seen with COVID.
Yes.
Their hypocrisy on COVID. They're subjecting to us, the rest of us, to all of these rules. There's video evidence of all of these politicians engaging in behavior that goes against all of the edicts that they're making the rest of us live under. And they don't care. You have Joy Reid, who I watch somehow every night. And I'm still talking to you. She says that Republicans and conservatives want to drink COVID through a Kool-Aid cup, and they, you know, they want to inflict death on as many people as possible. They just say these things and they do these things that are just not true. And it's such a sad commentary that they are able to do these things. No, and they know that we know they're hypocrites, and nothing happens. And so many people, especially here in the D.C. area, They don't care.
Curtis Houck, you watch Joy Reid every night?
Yes, I do. I watched Chris Matthews before that, and that now I look back and that was, you know.
Yes.
Gosh.
You must be fond for the old days. Yeah. You watch it every night. I think we could actually entrust you with the nation's secrets, because if you can endure Joy Reid, I'm pretty sure you can endure any form of torture that might else be out there. Curtis Houck, thank you very much. Great to talk to you. Managing editor over at Newsbusters. Great website, of course. Curtis, thank you.
Anytime, man.